Okay, so I messed up frothing my milk today, but I've still pulled a delicious shot. I'm still on the green plantation, El Salvador Manzano, coffee roasted by Peter all the way in Slovakia. He works together with Valerian Chala, who is the man, together with Willem Boot behind Bootcamp Coffee. I've told you about that .com. It is, of course, where you can train and learn everything about roasting and coffee, and just check it out. So, as I said, I've messed up on my frothing today. Why? Ooh, because I used a different pitcher. I've got excuses, but we don't want to really hear excuses. The coffee that I've tried yesterday is, of course, that same coffee. I've only had it as an espresso. The natural oozes through the sweetness, this kind of... If you haven't smelled or tasted a natural processed coffee, go and do it, because they are so different to washed coffees or pulp natural coffees. You need to start honing all your skills and being more discerning this year in 2015. That's what I encourage you to do. Try as many different coffees as you can from as many different roasters you can. Try maybe even to follow a bean roasted by different roasters. That's what I've been doing last year, and that's what I'm going to continue doing this year, because this is not only very pleasurable, it's a journey. It's just a fantastic way of appreciating coffee, appreciating what happens at source, at origin, the farms, what they're doing, because there are more and more farmers, and Emilio, one of them, Emilio, who is the farmer in El Salvador that has produced this very coffee, this red bourbon that I'm talking about here that I've done. So, you know, follow what they're doing there, because what is more and more apparent, and he's done that, is choosing different processes for different beans, or sometimes even the same bean, putting them through different processes to find out what's more conducive maybe for the end consumer, as maybe pulling an espresso shot or more to filter, or, you know, just even in espresso itself, there are so many different directions of flavors and tastes that you can experience and that you can start appreciating, and maybe you'll find your niche and what you're most excited about or what enchants you most on the palate. Of course, we are making the comparison to wines and to other artisan products, because that's what it is. The origin is important. The love a farmer puts in is important. Coming back to Emilio. Emilio, I read an interview that Valerian did with Emilio, and he's won many awards, and he's really fascinated by the end product of what he's been, where he's been, ends up. Not only in which country and to which roaster, but also which brewing method is more suited or is the best suited to the beans that he's farming. So that's opened up a totally new horizon to me as well, that farmers at source are so excited and interested to understand more about where their beans shine. You know, that's what it is. So coming back to this one here, because I digress, but it's important to kind of inspire you, maybe you, the end consumer of a coffee and a coffee lover, hopefully, to understand more about coffee and therefore understanding what's happening on your palate. So, coming back to my frothing, yeah, I didn't do a very good job today. Nevertheless, what I've done a flat white, so in a 6 ounce cup, double shot, perfect shot, and added 4 ounces of milk. And then I've done my piccolo, what I enjoy most. It's a double shot again, and only a tiny bit of milk added. And it became more like a cappuccino piccolo, really, because my frothing was just a bit too... That's my machine in the background, the Rocket R58, just heating up again and filling the water boiler, actually. That's what it's doing. Where was I? So, yes, it's become more kind of like a little cappuccino piccolo. So my milk was just a bit... I just drew too much air into it, so it became too frothy, and I couldn't really draw. But what I did draw on the blotch of milk that is sitting on top is a smiley face. Now, why have I done this? Because this coffee is just delicious. As I said, yesterday I had it only neat, and today I wanted to see what it tastes like with milk. So let me take another sip, or I've already done that, another sip of the flat white. It is so sweet. It's like a milkshake. It is absolutely beautiful. And I'm not a milk fan, but this is just a delicious, delicious cup of coffee. And with less milk, I haven't done that yet. I'm going to delve into it now. There's quite a head of milk sitting on top here. Yeah, because of my frothing. Anyway, let's just try and have a go. Ooh, lovely too. Now, more coffee coming through, obviously. That milk in the flat white just sweetened it even more. It's like a milk chocolate drink, really. Very sweet, but still a very nice kind of body to it. It sits well on the palate. It's beautiful. Now, as the less milk, the piccolo, also, I mean, lovely. Now, what I'm not getting, only again, I'll come back and scold myself again for not having that milk to perfection, is, you know, when you're drawing through really lovely frothed milk with microbubbles, you're just drawing the drink through those microbubbles, and it just gives you a wonderful sensation on the mouth. Sadly, I have not achieved that with the piccolo. On the flat white, it's a bit better. But still, you know, anyway, maybe I'm not doing this coffee as much justice as I should, but it's still beautiful coffee. With less milk, more of the coffee coming through. That's obvious, of course. But still just lovely, very balanced, very full-bodied. It's got the sweetness. But I think it probably, as an espresso, it really shone for me. And as a flat white, maybe as a piccolo, the ratio for my liking. And it's funny that I should say that, because I don't like milk that much. It's just a sweeter, lovelier taste as the flat white. So the ratio being one coffee, two milks, as opposed to two coffees, one milk, which is the piccolo. So, but again, you know, ratios are something. You know, I've heard a very good barista tell me once, you know, with ratios, it's the same as if you happen to like, for example, gin and tonic. Now, some days you like more gin and less tonic. Some days you like more tonic and less gin. It's the same with coffee. It just depends what you feel like, what your mood is like, who you're with, what you're doing, what you're eating. And yeah, so you got to find exactly what you like and then try and replicate that. Or maybe even be adventurous and listen to your mood and say, well, yeah, today I'm going to have it like that. Or today I'm going to have it like that. So I digress. I want to again thank three people profoundly. Emilio in El Salvador on his plantation for the El Salvador Manzano Red Bourbon natural process. Valerian Haller for doing his great job. He is such a coffee geek and a wealth of knowledge as well. I would say check him out. Bootcampcoffee.com. And Peter, of course, who I haven't met in person yet, who I've just met through Facebook, who is the roaster behind that particular coffee. So I'm also excited because I've got another coffee that he sent me. This is the Kenyan Tunguri AA. I will embark on that probably in a couple of days or so. What I still need to do is brew the El Salvador Manzano in different brewing methods other than espresso. So a few filter coffees are lining up, but not for right now, maybe this afternoon or even tomorrow. So thanks again, Green Plantation Slovakia. I can't believe it. They are also on the third wave of coffee roasters. It's just sensational how this third wave just spreads and continues to spread and spread and spread. And all this, of course, to spread happiness.